Father, we thank you for this wonderful morning that you give us opportunity to seek for you. And we come to worship you and praise you. And we thank so much for your precious word. We pray that you anoint these words and may the Holy Spirit reveal Jesus to us so we may know him better. In Jesus' name we pray. Today's message is Jesus' one-day ministry. It was a Sabbath, that means Saturday for Jews, just like us, Sunday. And they went to a synagogue, just like us, to church. And at the very beginning, they made praising and worship, and then preaching. And afterwards, Jesus started to teach. Just like us, Sunday school. And through this process, there's an interruption, a kind of disturbance. A demon-possessed person scream and yell. So Jesus rebuke and scorn about the evil spirit and cast out the evil spirit, try to keep the order. And that will reveal his authority and power through the ministry. And we can tell that after the demon was cast out, then people need to help that person to restore and certain follow up. Maybe nowadays we need to share the Bible with him, pray with him, maybe encourage him to be baptized, and maybe following a discipleship. And I can tell after the preaching, the service finished, Jesus probably will go to the one room for Q&A. So people can communicate and share in fellowship. And that is the morning portion for Jesus' ministry. And the Bible said right after that, Jesus went to the home. And you can tell from the verse we have read, they left the synagogue and then went with James and John to the home of Simon and Andrew. So maybe Simon and Andrew missed the service. They didn't come because they may stay home to take care of their mother-in-law. So there will be a visitation afterwards, after the morning portion, and they went there. See, we can see here Jesus, he does care about his disciples or his co-workers because they got their personal need. And Jesus went there and to visit them. This is a care ministry. And we can see that this wonderful picture is, actually there are two families. One is James and John. And the other family is Simon and Andrew. So one family visit another family. Two families get together, and Christ is in the midst of them. And this is actually the definition of fellowship. Fellowship is not just only for food and without Christ, not just only for chatting and without talking about Jesus. Fellowship is people get together, but Jesus Christ is among them. We try to encourage our family here. If you got a chance, you need to open your family, allow another family to visit you. And even better, that another family allow you to visit them. So this is a way that two families get together. But once we get together, let Jesus among us. We need to share about Jesus. Let Christ be the center. Since this going to be a fellowship. We try that on and off, but let's focus. This is the picture, the fellowship. See, Jesus not just only talking about what the God said, but he only want to show what God will do through the fellowship. And when they got their home to visit, maybe try to verify what kind of reason that they didn't show up in the service. And they found that the mother-in-law of Simon got fever. See, when once two families got together, it's very good opportunity to find out any member in the two in the families, someone got fever. That fever means the temperature of the body is above normal. That's called fever. Actually, we got lots of fever here. When we visit together, if a person, you know, stay in front of the computer, internet, chat room, cruise more than 1 hour, hey, you got fever. Kids, you play video game more than 1 hour, you got fever, more than 100 degrees. And if you're talking about stocking and sports and gossip for 30 minutes, you got fever. And not even talking about if you go and gambling and a casino, just 10 minutes, you got fever already. And some people maybe show up their hot temper. That's only take 1 minute, you got fever. So we need to watch out for each other, care for each other. You know, this is a ministry, very important, almost the same weight as coming to the church worship. And that's why we encourage, you know, you can pick up three families together, and A family visit B, and B visit C, and C visit A. And actually, I really encourage you guys, only spend 1 hour for the fellowship, and no dinner or lunch included. You don't need to get involved with that. Just come and sit, have a tea and snack, but share in Christ. And that is very, very healthy Christian life. We need to be kind of support each other in love ministry. We care about each other, support each other, and pray for each other. See, Christianity is not something like far away from us, and God is high above there and never come down to visit us or touch us or get our life involved. Actually, we are not just only preaching the truth, but also we live in the truth. Not only the theory, but we got deed. See, love is very abstract, but love can be really practiced in a real manner that people can sense and feel. So fellowship is trying to help us not to be the loner. Once you got into the loner's mode, it's going to be very, very dangerous because the enemy can attack you. And you don't have any other support and protection. And look into that mother-in-law. She kind of lay down there with fever and suffer. But Jesus came and hold her hand. For the mother-in-law, she received the gracious service and continue that service, help her and healed. And then something happened. The first miracle happened. The illness gone, the fever left. This is the first miracle. But the second miracle is she got up. And she got up almost instantly. She started to serve, wait on them. That is a good and healthy circulation. That is a thanksgiving. And this is, as a Christian, we need to learn. Thanksgiving is a very, very precious treasure in the church. Once you receive the gracious touch from the Lord, we respond. We respond in a healthy way. And this turned out like next ministry. See, once Jesus touch your life, and you receive that grace and the service and the ministry from the Lord, the right way to respond is there will be something coming out from you, definitely. And this is a right circulation. That means we receive and then we start to give. And receive and start to give. And then you will see more rich and rich Christian life will show. He got up. And he got up to serve with zeal, with light and fire, full of steam. And this is a wonderful church picture. Don't hold on to what you have received, but try to share and try to show that you did receive that. We pray that the Lord will touch you, you know, reveal that where is your fever, and allow Him to touch you. Sometimes we hide the fever. We thought we can take care of it. And we don't open to the Lord. Or we don't even open to our brothers and sisters. And that, you're going to stay there and suffer for a long time. So we try to receive the healing from the Lord. When I served in Tucson, Arizona, we had a lady who came to our group. And for a very short period, then she started to reveal the fever she got because her husband find another woman and try to leave her. And also, she got a daughter, so she need to raise the daughter. And that's pretty tough, especially she just arrived this country for about 6 months. And it's kind of a spinning, turning upside down for her. And she felt that this world is no love and just coldness and no hope. And she doesn't even trust anybody else. But when she came to our group, we tried to share Jesus to her. Until the certain moment, she opened her illness, the fever, to Jesus. And Jesus touched her. And things started to change. And she kind of started to retune her direction for her life. She started to change because she thought her God was her husband. But now she started to shift to Jesus as her God. And piece by piece, step by step, and that fever left her. And not only the fever left her, and also the fever left her daughter. And she can come, her daughter can come without shame and be accepted in the family. And almost 2 months, she asked a question. Is there anything I can serve? That's a miracle. God's touch can change people from hopeless to full of hope and aimless, and now she got direction. So try to open your fever to the Lord and also to the brothers and sisters. They are willing and they can make themselves available to reach you and work it together and lift up each other. So the afternoon is pretty much occupied. You can see the love is flooded in that family. Everybody rejoice. What a good picture. And then the night has come. The evening, because Jesus cast out the demon in the morning, and then the wonderful fellowship in the afternoon. Now, without any modern advertisement, people just came and gathered. And so many, they cannot enter the room. They just only stood outside the door, at the door. The whole town came to the door. See, Peter and Andrew, they need to open their front door area. Maybe cause some inconvenience, some trouble. Maybe some difficulty, but they open. They open for the Lord. And so many people came. The whole town actually is described. Capernaum is not a tiny, tiny village. It's decent size, but the whole town came. Well, so many people came. I guess why they came must be some reason. Maybe among the group, teacher came. Teacher maybe can give knowledge But Jesus can give life. Maybe even judge come. Judge can give sentence, but Jesus can give forgiveness. Maybe priests come. Priests can give religion, but Jesus can give relationship. Maybe entrepreneur came. They can give job, but Jesus can give peace. Maybe entertainment, celebrity, they came. They can give amusement, but Jesus can give rejoice. Maybe even the street sweepers, they came. They can give the city clean environment, but Jesus can give holiness. Only a group can protest. They are doctors because their job security got problem. Jesus healed people. Well, this healing and casting out demons and restore people and back to normal, back to God's likeness and image. See, through this whole town meeting, God's authority and power manifested, demonstrated. And so people can see. Could we imagine that from the very beginning, Sabbath morning, just go to the synagogue to worship, to preach, and to teach, a miracle happen. And they move on to the family, the Peter and Simon's and Andrew home, and just take care of the mother-in-law. But now it became the whole town came. This is a miracle that God, our Lord, can perform. So sometimes we are thinking about how we feel these seeds. There are lots of empty seed here. How can we make it? Actually, it's not that difficult. Let Jesus among us. We pray. So at the very beginning, we'll put a post there, say, pray for his presence. See, the Jesus presence is revealed, then people will be drawn here. That is for sure. See, we can see wherever Jesus go, people come. That is the principle. And then this ministry will turn out like we call nowadays a successful, very, very successful. Even till the evening. I really doubt that when Jesus may have his meal, it's almost one after one activity. Apparently that evening, Jesus must be very exhausted and tired. But now we see what happened afterwards. That next morning, within that 24 hours, next morning, very early, while it was still dark, could you remember today, this morning, while it was still very dark, where were you? What were you doing? I probably get a pretty common answer. Everybody, huh? Still sleeping, right? Very dark, huh? See, Jesus got up and left the house and went off to a solitary place. He was exhausted, tired for the whole day, and the very first thing in the morning, actually, he went to a solitary place, the wilderness. The wilderness actually is nothing there. And nothing you can really rely on. And because of nothing, Jesus got one from above, his Father. I believe that you have experienced some quiet time. Quiet time, the most important thing is you and the Father, you meet each other, and Father touch upon you. Just only that one touch, the whole being will revive and refreshed. And because to the solitary place is without any interference, any interruption, just you and Father alone. See, for Christian, you and I need to expect something, that something from above, from heaven, from the Father, and coming upon you. That take a while for patience, sometimes endure. You need to pray and wait. Maybe at the very beginning, just like a mist. Later, maybe more like dew, maybe drizzle, sprinkle, maybe sometimes rain. Furthermore, maybe downpour. This is the experience that we can experience. That is the Father's promise. Maybe the mist is just to give you a wake up. Maybe more like dew, maybe you will start to ask more. And when it comes to the drizzle, maybe you start to enjoy. And sprinkle, you feel refreshed. And when it comes to like a rain, you feel the cleansing. Boy, unto downpour, you feel that you are floating. That is, you truly can experience. Otherwise, there's no explanation why you are so exhausted, why you need to wake up so early. You should sleep longer, so you may get some more energy back. But instead, early in the morning, it's still dark, he got up. Because he knew, I need more power. I need more anointment. And I know where I can get it. I need to go to the Father. I need to spend time with him alone. I believe most of you got the zeal to serve the Lord. But once we see this circle, Jesus pray first, and then praise the Lord and worship the Lord, and start to preach and teach, and then rebuke the evil, and then care ministry to share the love, the fellowship, and then the whole town ministry to serve, to satisfy each individual need. This is the right process. Many, many Christians may feel exhausted, tired, sometimes burned out, or even disappointed about the ministry because maybe you didn't start from the very first step. You jump into the ministry, and that's a problem. So may Lord help us. No prayer, no ministry. No prayer, no prayer, no plan. Sometimes I feel scared that some Christian come up with a fancy plan, a humongous plan, scare me to death. Have you ever really prayed about this? Has the Lord told you that this is the way that he wants you to do? We kind of do whatever we want in front of the Lord. It's not right. It's just not right. Prayer, actually, you will receive the power from him. And then you will feel that, yes, this is the Lord want me to do. So this is the very, very important thing. Jesus replenished from yesterday's depletion, so enable him to face today's challenge and task. And this is our way, because this is Jesus' way. And may the Lord help us that we serve him. We want to serve him effectively. It's not that difficult to fill this room with many, many people. It's not that difficult. Jesus already revealed to us. Trust him. So we can see from Jesus, he never showed us a lazy mode will work. He worked very, very hard. And he came to show us he to serve, but not to be served. And he only focused for others' need, but not for he himself. He came to restore, but not to destroy. So everything, through his touch, everything become great, revive and refresh. The sickness gone and health come. Demon possessed gone and then free person show. And the fever left and then turn out zeal to serve. So this is a wonderful picture. Actually, if you allow Lord use you, you can too. You can do it. Surely you can. Maybe not 100 and 100 people, but maybe you can bless few people around you. You can do it. If you pray, if you bring the message to people, and you show and share your love from the Christ, yes, people's life will change. You can. That is his promise. So always come to him and seeking for him. Let him touch you. And last sermon we mentioned, yes, you can. Surely you can. You can, in Jesus' name, you can cast out the devil, the evil spirit. You can too. Because this is Jesus' promise. Those who believe me, you can do even bigger than I did. And try not to be just a spectator, bystander, audience. If you stay at that position too long, you will become criticizer, complain whiner. You need to participate, get involved, walk along with people, together, side by side with some people who in need. Roll up your sleeve and just do it. Let us pray. Father, we come to you as we are. Lord, help us so we may open ourselves to you and show you where is the fever inside us. In your wonderful name, may your divine touch upon us and let the evil spirit, let the fever gone so we can be restored, revived, and refreshed. With your power through the prayer, we may serve you better and bring the blessing to many, many people around us. In Jesus' name we pray.